Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? We start every single show out with that. Today, we're going to mean it more than most. If you have not heard, kind of breaking news literally a minute ago, Romello Hype, 49ers second picked player that was the only one on the roster that could be this specific pass rush specialist, carted off the field, second day of practice. Lower leg injury, Matt Maiocco put out there. This is the Maiocco tweet. Sustained an injury in practice and was carted off the field. The medical staff appeared to be working on both right leg and both arms. He was lifted onto the cart. Practice ended shortly thereafter. I mean, this was the biggest issue of the 49ers last year was lack of pass rush. You draft Romello Hype, and you hope that the players coming back from injury, Mikael Williams, Nick Bosa, Keon White, gunshot wound, you're hoping all three of those guys will, you know, kind of bring back the depth of the defensive end room. But Romello Hype was kind of the Raheem Morris, Swiss Army knife, going to do everything whenever it comes to pass rush. So that's all he's going to do. Look the part day one. Then you get this. And it's not only just this. I'm not the biggest injury guy. You had four players get injured day one. You got a player carted off day two. Your head coach jacked up. It's just, gosh, man. You know, I've got all these notes and compiling as much information as possible on, you know, positives and negatives and all the good things going on in camp. And there's a lot of good things. Getting players carted off day two, not a good thing. And, you know, you feel bad for the kid. I say kid, he's 25. But this isn't a player that's going to have a prolonged NFL career. He's coming in, a 25-year-old rookie. He's played 6 years in college. And he's a specific role player where, dude, you just rush the passer. You hate that. So anytime we cover injuries, you start and end with empathy and the humanity aspect of it. That sucks for this kid. Now, the rookie deal, fully guaranteed. That's awesome. So, you know, he's not going to be hurting money-wise. But, man, this is his dream. Second day on practice field, carted off. And, you know, what seems to be just kind of like I don't know. I really don't understand. They're not allowed to film during that time. I don't know. Nick Wagner, He just put out there, Romello Hype was shaken up late in practice and taken off on a cart. Didn't finish the session, obviously. Yeah. I don't know. This stuff just sucks. You hate this. And injuries are going to happen. And we're going to go through a lot of the stuff that's going on at practice. We're going to cover a lot of those aspects. Obviously, you get major, major news on something along these lines. I mean, you know, we're doing our 49ers roster countdown series, right? And so on days where the 49ers don't have practice, we're counting 91 all the way down to one, and you get somebody like, you know, Romello Hype. I'm looking on the list now to see what number he was. We just covered him last week. He's number 22. This is the 22nd most impactful player for the 49ers season. Don't know if it's done. You don't want to overreact, but when you get carted off the field, that's not what you want to hear and or see. Just horror. And the 49ers have no back. I said this on yesterday's show. There is one pass rush specialist. There is one bend speed rusher on this entire roster. You have like four Buck style every down, three down defensive ends. You have one speed bend guy. One. That's it. And I said yesterday, like, man, kind of really wish they would have added more and there would be a second or a backup. There's not one on the practice squad. That is not there. You're just, you don't have this. You don't have this. And so it's not so much, well, the pass rush sucks now. I don't go that far. But it's like, man, this was, I called them the sriracha, right? The extra spice to what the 49ers were bringing pass rush-wise. You need another plan. You need another plan. And then stick it with just, man, injuries. There's five of them through 2 days. Romello Height, you know, carted off the field today at practice. But Grayson Halton's got a bone bruise. He's your pass rushing defensive tackle specialist, who's going to come in and, you know, give Oso Odighizuwa a break, but that's what he specializes in. And so now you're looking at Romello Height. All right, he who knows? Maybe the season's done. Yeah, we don't know. We won't know until tomorrow. They'll do the x-rays today. MRIs usually a day later. But Romello Height, he ain't going to be ready for a while. Grayson Halton's got a knee bone bruise. That's 2 to 8 weeks. Knee bone bruise is, you know, very wide spectrum for sure. And you're a little bit more cautious in training camp than you would be in the regular season. But the average time for a knee bone bruise could be anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks. So you're looking at Grayson Halton. Okay, he's probably going to be ready week one, but is he going to be in full ready to compete mode? Probably not, man. Knee bone bruise, that's rice, right? You rest, you ice, right? You compress, you elevate. You're not going to be in peak shape, football, whatever. You're not doing squats. You're not doing deadlift. You're not doing sprints. You're not doing get-offs. You are resting. So not one, but two rookies who had no injury issues throughout their entire career, 2 days with the 49ers, this is what happens. I'm not the conspiracy guy. I don't think electrical whatever has to do with either of these two injuries, knee bone bruise. Look at that. Mayoko say it just cramps for Height. That would be the best thing. I've never seen anybody get carted off for. There we go. The 49ers announced that Romello Height had cramps. You got carted off for cramps? That does make a little bit more sense with the arms and the lower leg, right? Like what type of injury would go across all those different things? Oh, yikes. But 49ers announced, dude, I've never seen a player get carted off for cramps. Lombardi as well. I don't have notifications for him turned on. I do love seeing that. And man, imagine if you get out of this with just a whoo. This is insane, dude. But I have never, ever in, you know, I coached for 16 years and played for, I don't know, since I was third grade on. This is hilarious, man. I have never heard a player get carted off for cramps. Now, I'm not trying to take a shot at Romello. That is not what I'm trying to do at all. But it's comical, which going from tragedy to comical, we'll take that all day. We'll take that all day. That's a new one. That's all I'm going to say is that is a new one, but that is great. I think it's hilarious that they had to announce it. I'm sure, you know, that is incredible, man. Just cramps. All right. Oh gosh. And so I'm very thankful that you guys are with me right now. You know, I saw this, I saw it reported by three different people that, you know, I saw Brad Graham report it, I saw Mayoko report it, and I saw Wagner report it. So I was like, okay, one, two, three. It's triple checked. We can go on this. But hey, sometimes you just don't feel great and maybe need some Pedialyte, Team Pedialyte right here. If you've ever been to one of our, you know, 49ers Rush road trips, my workers, they know. As soon as we get to the town, very first thing we do, we go to CVS. I get so much Pedialyte. We party hard, crush the Pedialyte, go day two, sometimes day three. It's what it is. Man, whoo! Romello Height, cramps, ladies and gentlemen. Just cramps, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love it. So We're now going to adjust the rest of this show accordingly, as we had planned. One, I built out a 10-point who the 49ers should be targeting as specific pass rusher. I still want to go over that because those names might apply later. I want to go through the four other injuries that took place on day one. Just ridiculous. The positives, the negatives, some of the players standing out not only in day one, but day two as well. So we still got a lot more to get to. But good gosh, best case scenario. Whew, just cramps. What? Just cramps? Anyway, all right. Romello, ice up, big dog. Stretch it out. Stretch it out. Kimbro, thanks for the super chat, my man. Changing the vibe. Garrett Wallow Watch. He tipped a pass yesterday, but Mac Jones got intercepted. I'm going to single-handedly will him on the roster if need be. Now, the good news about Garrett Wallow, you start to look at just his contract and kind of the way in which they brought him. Man, if I could spell Garrett, that would be wonderful. I'm trying to pull up the exact. There we go. No, he's still not pulling up. He's not a traditional Garrett. Let's just go with Wallow. There we go. It's only one T on the Garrett. You look at his contract whenever they brought him back. They gave him a guaranteed salary of $330,000. Garrett Wallow was huge in two separate ways, and this is kind of what separates him from a lot of people on this roster. He was an impact special teams player 2 days after being added onto the roster. You had all those linebacker injuries. Everybody was hurt. Garrett Wallow steps up, stud special teamer, boom, immediately. Brant Boyer loves Garrett Wallow. The energy that he brings, he's nasty. Think Dre Greenlaw, but on special teams. And, dude, he played awesome in the playoff game against Philly. Like, he was great. So you've got that aspect added onto it as well. He's got multiple chances to make this roster. Now, once you look at the depth chart, that's where it's just like, okay, how many linebackers are the 49ers going to keep? Because you start looking up and down kind of the roster at linebacker. Here we go. I'm trying to find one of my linebacker guys. We'll just go to the top and look at Fred Warner because he's a stud. As someone who travels nonstop for sporting events at the 49ers Rush Road Trip, I can tell you one of the most difficult things is the logistics. Finding out where to stay, how to get there, the timing, how to get your whole group, everything all together. Well, Outdoorsy solves all of these problems. And thousands of RVs and campers nationwide are available right wherever you are. And there's so many ways you could do it. You could drive the RV yourself, you can tow it, or you can have it delivered and have it fully set up at your destination. It's so simple. It's three easy steps. You search and choose an RV that fits your trip and group size. You book with confidence. It comes with insurance, customer support, protection, all that's included. Then you hit the road or arrive and relax. Whether you're driving, towing, getting it delivered, it doesn't matter. And so for sporting events, you want to go check out the World Cup this summer. You're wanting to, it's the 100th anniversary of Route 66. It doesn't matter what you want or need. They have you covered. So right now, my listeners can have all service fees removed, completely removed from their booking in 2026 with code 49ers. That's 49ERS at outdoorsy.com. That's outdoorsy.com and use code 49ers at checkout to remove all service fees. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. One, Nick Martin's he consistently getting those snaps, which I think is huge. As the number three Sam guy, that's you got to love that. But you got Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, their locks. Luke Gifford, lock. He's in the linebacker room, right? It's Pro Bowl special team, or he ain't going anywhere. Nick Martin, I'm going to say probably a lock. Tatum Bethune. Then after that, I don't know. You've got Jaden Duggar, Garrett Wallow, Jalen Graham, Larry Worth. I don't think Larry Worth or Jalen Graham have an opportunity because both those team guys have been on practice squads and nobody's claimed them. So now you're talking Jaden Duggar, Garrett Wallow. You don't cut fourth, fifth round picks. Jaden Duggar, it was a project play to start with. Can Garrett Wallow jump Tatum Bethune? Or are you comfortable with, man, you got Garrett Wallow off a practice squad last year. Can you put him on a practice squad again and hope to sneak him by? I don't know. And the fact that Garrett Wallow's now making plays in the pass game, he's got playoff experience. You know he's a stud special team. You don't want Garrett Wallow being your starter, but teams need these hybrid players. I'm a Garrett Wallow fan, so geez, man, I love this right here. Tommy John is punching the wall, tick ball. He's my number one player that I have mentioned. Here's what I wrote. Shout out to Tommy. I'm not a Jair Brown fan. I have made that very well known. I liked him until he came up, but I just don't like soft football players, and I think that he is that. But back-to-back good days for Jair Brown. This is my notes. Picked off Purdy, laid out for it horizontal. That's the one caveat that you got to give Jair Brown: ball skills. The DB with the best ball skills on this team, interceptions, pass breakups, it's Jair Brown. Any cornerback, safety, it's him. That is where he separates himself in a positive way, separates himself in a lot of negative ways. Back-to-back good days, that's huge. Laid out for an interception against Brock Purdy today. Made some big plays. I saw, I think it was Brad Graham. He said, you know, in-breaker route to Mike Evans. Purdy completes it, but Jair Brown would have laid him out. No, that was Raj, RSF 49ers. But I was like, dude, Jair Brown's never laid out a player ever in the history of his career. Yeah, he's got some good tackles and whatever else, but like he's not laying out Mike Evans. But he's where he needs to be. And with players like Jair Brown, you got to wait till the pads come on. Because some guys are just 7-on-7 players. Yeah, we've seen Jair Brown just be terrified to tackle time and time and time and time and time again. Now, sometimes he'll go up there and actually make a strong form tackle and wrap up and do right, but Jair Brown has shown he is scared to hit several times. It's the same reason why I was out on Akello, who got way more physical after he left the 49ers. Same reason I was out on Embry Thomas. Like, that's a personality issue. I don't like guys that are scared to hit on defense. That's a no-go for me. But you've got to have somebody step up. And Marquise Siegel and Jair Brown, they seem to be getting most of the first-team reps. Malik Mustafa, who loves to hit, major liability in coverage, has not been getting near as much playing time with the ones of late. So I think that that's got to go in. But you've got to have somebody in the safety room show out. You've got to have somebody there. And if that's going to be Jair Brown, then so be it. Contract year. Contract year, people show up. Like, some people are motivated by money. I'm not saying that's who he is or not, but if you're going to bet on a player to have their best year in, you know, their career, dude, you might as well be betting on a contract year player. Millions of dollars on the line, especially for safety. Not a lot of safeties get third contracts. This might be Jair Brown's last contract. Like, safeties, they just stay on the street for way too long. So, yeah, that's the issue. And again, if you just joined us, Romello height just cramps. That is crazy, man. But shout out Strike and Go Podcast, Rob Louder. Hat tip, my friend. You are the legend. let's try to balance the positives with the negatives. Let's go to the negatives. Now, we reported on a lot of these injuries yesterday. There are two new injuries that crept up that were not reported yesterday. Grayson Halton, who we mentioned, knee bone bruise. That's 2 to 8 weeks. And that's killer on top of the Alfred Collins on the PUP list. Because, man, with Alfred Collins out, given Grayson Halton's going to be the three technique behind Osa, but now there are opportunities to get more reps in training camp because Alfred Collins is out. Now Grayson Halton's going to be missing that time too. So that's probably the biggest loss, where it's just like, the rookie had a chance to get some momentum and, you know, kind of grow on that. He's missing that chance. CJ West going to get all the snaps he could ever dream of. Sebastian Valdez going to be getting all the snaps he could ever dream of. The two undrafted free agents. Now, from a roster alert standpoint, that defensive tackle room was crazy deep and young. Well, you waived Evan Anderson, brought in Kevin Givens, a true vet off the street, right? He's been with the Niners since 2019. But the undrafted free agents, remember, the largest signing bonus given to any undrafted free agent this year was James Thompson Jr. He's huge. He's going to be getting a lot of reps. Bryson Eason. These guys are going to have the chance to get the reps that they need with Grayson Halton and Alfred Collins out to maybe put a stamp on things. And maybe they could edge out, you know, Sebastian Valdez. Maybe they can gain some of that ground. And maybe not with the Niners, but they put up enough good tape. Another team might see them as valuable, but from a roster movement, depth chart, advancing standpoint, man, major stock up opportunity. We got to see what they do with it. James Thompson Jr. and Bryson Eason, they will be now afforded a chance to get snaps, consistent snaps all throughout training camp and the preseason games to prove that they belong. CJ West has a chance to win a starting job. Can he get to the point where he could show he's a consistent run defender and not just a pass rush specialist? Yeah, I am not sure. I am not sure. All right, let's go back to a positive right here. Another player I had, Jordan James, had multiple long runs. Yeah, Raj, RSF 49ers, the legend. I appreciate that, dude. He's awesome. Jordan James is the clear-cut number two. Multiple big runs on day two, and he had multiple big runs day one. I did see Brad put that there was one series where Kalen Black got reps before Jordan James, but it does seem Jordan James just, he's bigger. He's not as fast, but he's much better in the receiving game. Not as good run blocker, but you don't see that till the pads come on. I was pretty adamant from the jump that Jordan James would be the number two. That seems to be consistent with what's happened so far in camp. Will that continue? If Jordan James keeps putting off big plays nonstop, I think that that's where it's going to be. Now, a lot of people disagree, and if you look at the draft capital used in the running back room, Kalen Black, they spent a third-round pick. Jordan James spent a fourth-round pick. You have more invested in the player. Now, funny thing is, Jordan James is actually younger than Kalen Black. Shout-out to the 25-year-old rookie team. AZ Realtor right here. You think Black will take the number two spot when pads come on because you can't hit running backs right now? And like, even on top of that, you know, you just thud in camp. Like, you don't go to the ground, right? So with running backs, what you can gauge without the pads is vision and decisiveness and receiving, because that's 7-on-7, all that stuff. Jordan James, way up in receiving. Decisiveness, oh, we'll see. I was really high on Jordan James' vision and decisiveness, but Kalen Black didn't waste any time either. So that's going to be one of those things, and I think both of these guys could get kind of like 5 to 10 carries per preseason game, because Christian McCaffrey's not getting carries in a preseason game, maybe one series at best. These guys are going, you're going to see it. So, yeah, it's way too early to be like, oh, this guy's the clear winner. But it's not too early to say, okay, this guy's getting the nod currently. What could Kalen Black do to unseat Jordan James? Well, if Jordan James is making plays in back-to-back days and that continues, you're not going to unseat him. He's been in the system a year. He knows the playbook better than you do. And he's probably going to be in better shape because you just went through not only college football playoffs, not only Senior Bowl, not only draft and all those things. Like, it's hard to be in peak physical condition. You hear rookies say this all the time. And you hear Kyle Shanahan say this all the time. That first major offseason, you know, after your rookie season, that's where you get the chance to grow. Because now you know what it's like. You have the entire offseason. You're not doing visits. You're not going and, you know, tryout facilities and interviews and draft and combine and all this stuff. No. You're just working on getting football shape. There's a lot of reasons why I have Jordan James ahead. look at this. Farscape. Was typing a really funny joke, but then my thumbs cramped up. I need a cart stat. I love it. You got to be able to joke about this stuff, especially whenever you've been hurt so bad by the Niners' injuries. Really, really good. So, again, Romello Hite carted off practice. Seemed to be, sky is falling, Chicken Little. Turns out it's just cramps. Shout out to Jason Aponte the whole time. I like Jason. He put up the Sopranos therapist interviewing, you know, last week you said it's over, but today you tell me we're back. What changed? It was just cramps, dude. A-plus meme game as always. Good dude. Shout out to Jason Aponte. But yeah, right here, bid. I can see James and Black as our two kickoff returners. I would love that. And the new kickoff rule changes the kickoff returner. Used to be small, shifty speed guy. Now with the adaptation of how that's set up, man, we saw Brian Robinson Jr. back there getting past the 30 consistently. Now, Isaac Grindle couldn't do it to save his life. So it's not like all running backs are there. But, yeah, vision and size kind of play a key role there. Now, neither Jordan James or Kalon Black are bigger running backs. They are both on the small side, right around 200 pounds, just barely over that. But both smaller, decisive, no-nonsense runners. I would argue James, I don't want to say stronger. He's got a bigger frame to him. Kalon Black's a little bit faster. But, yeah, I think both those work. David, thanks for the hat compliment. I got the SF with the California background on it. I freaking like it. I like it. All right, let's get back to our injuries. Let's talk Vedarian Lowe because this one is probably the most substantial injury, not cramps, right? He has a high ankle sprain. High ankle sprain, as soon as they say that, the only difference between the ankle sprain and a high ankle sprain is usually the ligaments are involved in that. And so it's high because your ankle bends in such a way that the ligaments that connect to your knee, they get jacked up a little bit in that as well. So this is a 4 to 8 week. This is Vedarian Lowe is going to miss pretty much the entirety of training camp. Might be able to start getting some work when the preseason games start. What does that mean? Well, it's huge. Because Trent Williams don't practice. And we talked about this yesterday, but now we have a clearer deadline with the high ankle sprain designation. Enrique Cruz is going to get a lot of PT, man. So again, there's always this positive and negative to these injury situations. Negative, Vedarian Lowe, you want him to be ready because Trent's freaking 37. You want him to get those reps to know the system. Positive, Enrique Cruz, your draft pick. Hey, he might be ready to go. Yeah, right here, Logan. Yeah, I didn't have this in my notes. Ricky Pearsall still not hurt. And I know somebody heard that and like rolled their eyes. In the past, I was at every single training camp. It's a little bit harder now with what's going on with the family and, you know, moving and all that stuff. But like we used to have 14 watch. And then it was number one watch. And you couldn't find that dude out there on back-to-back days. Now, Ricky Pearsall is actually practicing football. That is something that hasn't happened. That is something that has not happened in not one, but 2 years. That's huge. That is huge. Now, Christian Kirk, we got a little bit more information there. He had a calf strain. 49ers wide receivers and hamstring and calf strain, soft tissue, pisses me off more than anything. One, calf strain ain't got nothing to do with no electrical whatever. This is a personal thing. As somebody who's had over 15 calf strains, you push it too hard, this is what happens. You're not hydrated enough. You're not in peak shape. This is what happens. Hamstring and calf strains. Now he's going to miss 2 to 4 weeks. I don't think that this is a bad one. Christian Kirk knows what the hell to do. He is a vet, big-time vet, lots of injury history in his past. You got him at a discount. But now this is the one where it's like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. DeShon Stribling now going to be getting reps with the ones at the big slot role. All right. Now I'm cool with that. And 15 has showed he belongs in the NFL. He is showing that right off the bat. You heard Brock Purdy talk about it. He was interviewed by KNBR, and he was like, dang, he's like how big and strong and moves in his hands, and he knows the playbook way better than a lot of guys that come in here. Yes, sir. That is what we want to hear. Number 1-5, baby. DeShon Stribling stepping into there. You give this high upside rookie a chance. Might not give it back to you, Captain Kirk. Might not get now. Christian Kirk's going to be involved in the rotation one aspect or another. But that chance for Jacob Cowing, that chance for DeShon Stribling to get those slot snaps. Whew, and you could even get to, the undrafted free agents, Will Paulin and Wesley Grimes. They're going to be getting more snaps now, too, as a part of this. So it's, trickle down snaps is actually a thing. Because there's such a limited number of reps and camps for the ones and twos. Threes, you rotate in there sometimes. Guy's going to be getting some work for the next 2 weeks to a month. And Christian Kirk has allowed that window to open. Whew, I'm just saying, man. The initial thinking was, dude, these rookies, DeShon Stribling going to learn for a year. He'll rotate in. Enrique Cruz going to learn for a year, probably won't even rotate in. Not so fast. We're 2 days into camp. You don't stop and look around once in a while. Life will pass you by. It goes quick. And if you're 49ers content creator, it goes real damn quick. You go from carted off the field to cramps. Cramps? Oh, man. Cam Inman, shout out to Cam. Shanahan was watching team drills again with Lynch at the middle of the field. Deal with that what you will. Do with that what you will. I'm glad that Shanahan's out there. That is huge. I think that just makes a statement to the players. And, you're progressing towards, all right, we're almost back at this thing full swing. You want Kyle Shanahan. You need Kyle on that wall. You want Kyle on that wall. You want him out there. He is a difference maker whenever it comes to coaching. But for install and kind of where they are right now, not the end of the world. Really not the end of the world. We talk about practice. We always talk about practice. That's what we do here, man. We talk about everything. Now, the last injury report that I want to talk about, unless something new comes out, but I think that's it. Andrew Farmer, defensive lineman, had a back issue. Now, trying to come up with a generic timeline for a back, impossible to do. Did he strain his back? Was it just tight? Was it a bone issue? Is it a nerve issue? Is it a muscle issue? Is it a, who knows? You don't know. There is no classification, just back. Now, for a back end of the roster guy like Andrew Farmer, you get injured this early in camp. Usually your days are numbered. You're going to get waived on the injury settlement. They're going to bring somebody else to get some snaps, especially for Romello Height. It's just cramps, but probably going to hold him out tomorrow. I don't know if you hold him out for tomorrow, but dude, you got carted off for cramps. I don't even know what to do with that, man. I don't even know what to do with that. Yeah, right here. So again, just updating all of the injuries real quick. Let's do a quick run through. Romello Height carted off. Scary, scary, scary. Just cramps. Just joking. My bad. Just joking. JK. Vidarian Lowe, high ankle sprain. Expect him out 4 to 8 weeks. Christian Kirk, calf strain, 2 to 4 weeks. Grayson Halton, knee bone bruise. Very wide variety. 2 to 8 weeks. And Andrew Farmer back. Who knows? That's 5 injuries and 2 practices. At this rate, you're going to be in trouble. Now, usually get a lot more of these issues whenever you start practicing than whenever you do later in training camp, because people are still trying to get their body into peak shape and all those different things. Just getting your body used to this routine. And again, the way in which the 49ers are practicing, they're changing up that routine as well, where it's two practices, one jog light practice, then a hard practice, then a day off. So we'll see there, man. And yeah, Rick, shout out to Rick over on Twitter. Says, John, from the already injuries that have happened, are you concerned that this is going to be like last year? You can't. And like, you look at all the injuries that have happened, none of these, besides the calf strain to Christian Kirk, I mean, high ankle sprains are going to happen. You get rolled up on. There is nothing about training staffs or whatever that is going to do that. Knee bone bruise, you bang knees with an offensive lineman. That happens in the trenches. Andrew Farmer back, that one's a little bit weird, but he's back into the roster guy. So there's not a common theme besides just injuries happen. The Christian Kirk calf strains, but he wasn't even on the team last year. Like, that's just a soft tissue thing. So, you know, there's going to be more injuries, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're one of those people that's just like, oh, here we go again. You know, you got the Jim Carrey gift from me, myself, and all Ryan. But like, oh boy, here we go. I understand the feeling, and it is frustrating. But you got to practice. If you don't practice, you're not going to get better. You cannot put everybody in bubble wrap. You can't do that. And here you are, you know, we're at the very end of July. You're not playing until early September. So even if you do get injured now, you're going to have time to get ready for camp, but you've got to practice. Everything about training camp is so easy nowadays anyway. You're not thumping. You're not hitting very often. The pads come on probably early next week. Or no, it'd be late this week. You got to keep practicing. Now, two real quick updates. One, we have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout tonight, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Come join us, the 49ersrush.com. You can sign up there, or you can go to our Patreon page if you're more comfortable with that. Both offer all of the same packages. Sign up. We have a 7-day free trial. This is how I pay the bills. But yeah, tonight at 5:30, come join us. It's going to be an absolute blast. And if you go to any 49ers away game, we are going to be there organizing events for the faithful traveling behind enemy territory. Come party with us. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with Tick Pick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the Tick Pick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. All right, a little bit more positive news. The only player not to show up day one of training camp was Nate Hobbs, which we got information. Shout out to Vic Tafur. He put this out. Nate Hobbs was back in practice. He had an illness. That's why he was at home. So that is huge. So some positives out there. Getting the player back from sickness. That's where we are. And so, again, there was a major scare. You had rookie Romello Height carted off the field today for cramps. Kimbrough, what's up, man? Appreciate you. The Zoom hangout is freaking amazing. I'm the Jerry Rice tier, and it's such a bargain. Thank you, man. Really appreciate that. And again, you sign up for a multitude of reasons. One, you sign up because you want content. We break down every single play on the coach's tape, end zone, all 22. Every single preseason game, we'll break it down, why things work, who's doing well, who's doing bad, every special teams, every offense, defense, you name it. And once you sign up, you get the past 4.5-year library. This does not exist out there. You can go watch 3 years ago tape from the preseason if you want to. Everything is up there. But when games start happening, it is the place to be. You want to watch highlights or game tape on the rookies, it's up. You want Zoom Hangouts? It's up. You want Football 101? You want to know what outside zone is versus inside zone? You want to know what a cover three, cover six is, run gap integrity? We break all that down for you. Check it out. Again, the49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel in the link of this description, in the link that is there. Ronnie, what's up, man? He says, how's Kittle, Bosa, Mikel Williams rehab looking? Kittle's got most eyes on him. And, man, I don't know if y'all saw this today. Daniel Jones has been fully cleared for the start of training camp. Now, who the hell cares about Daniel Jones, Lego Luke and face, whatever, right? Well, he had an Achilles injury in December. This is a sports medicine breakthrough. It happened way back with Adrian Peterson in the ACL. You remember, it used to, whenever ACLs happened, that was a death sentence. You're out for 2 years. Now it's like 7 to 8 months. Like, things change. And the Achilles injuries and surgeries, they're starting to get like that too. Now, I don't think the explosiveness will be there, but golly, man, Kittle out there doing one leg jumps and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, he still looks hobbled. But you're 6 weeks out, 7 weeks out from the regular season. I don't think we're going to see Kittle week one. I'm still holding on to kind of that. But, man, he's looking right. And, again, there's some credence to the idea that it wasn't a traditional Achilles tear. It was much higher to the bone, which means it was easier to reconnect and all those things. I'm just saying, I still don't think Kittle should be ready week one. I don't want to make that trip. But I am starting to inch my, you know, all right, probably November, late October to, all right, maybe early October, late September. We'll see. But he's out there working. He's jogging, all those things. Now, Bosa looks great. You heard Trent Williams, if you watch that presser, he's like, dude, he looks better than he looked before the injury. Like, we know Bosa's not scared of the weight room. That's kind of where he thrives, and he's been through this type of injury before. So Bosa, huge. Mikel Williams working off on the side. It's going to take Mikel a little bit more time. His injury happened, you know, a full 5-6 weeks after Bosa, and Bosa's not even fully practicing now. He's limited in the way that that goes. You don't have to report that during training camp, this portion of training camp. But, yeah, Mikel's got a little while to go. You're not going to have Mikel week one. I just don't think that that's in the cards. I don't think you're going to have Kittle week one. I do think that you get Nick Bosa week one. So, let the kid fully heal. That's where it is. And, yeah, shout out to Ben right here. Renardo Green getting some positive press. What a great year for him to put it all together. Come on, Zero. Competition sharpens. Jack Jones showing up. Nate Hobbs showing up. All right, Zero. You want to be that guy, be that guy. And I'll be very, very honest. Renardo Green has put up good tape consistently for 2 years. He just has those scratch-your-head type plays every other game where it's like, dude, it's 3rd and 16, and you've been on a 3-yard out route? You have deep coverage. Like, what the hell are you doing? You can't do that. You got to learn. Football IQ is a big deal. Not everybody has it. But his play has been good against the run. He's very physical. Like, I like the positive Renardo Green reports, because the 49ers made it very clear we're looking to increase the competition in that cornerback room. One, we're bringing back every single corner we had on the roster last year, and we added Nate Hobbs, and we added Ephesians Prysock, and we added Jack Jones. So, yeah, and right here, Logan, he better perform. He's going to lose his job. Like, and that's like what you want in training camp. From a coaching standpoint, nobody's safe. You want your job? Dude, you got three guys behind you coming for your job. You have to show us, without a reasonable doubt, that everybody in this room knows you're the guy. If you're not the guy, these guys want to be that. Who wants it? The way you practice is the way you play. The way you practice is the way you play. I'm just saying. Yan says, you know, Green is lost in zone coverage. He doesn't know what to do, so he covers grass late on the ball. yeah, he just you got to be smart, and maybe year three turns on. Maybe that's where it starts to turn on. I'm interested in Kyle Duggar. I don't know what to do with him based on the tape. He's going to get so – you remember Nick Martin last year getting all those reps in the preseason? It was just like very clear, this dude, he's got a ways to go, ways to go. You turn on that Kyle Duggar tape at Louisiana trying to play Mike, his first time ever. Dude, he's just he's on a second and a half delay to go make a play. Every single play. But you see the tackling freaking wingspan, frame, speed, power, length, all those things. He's a Madden created character. He can play edge. I do think if Romello Height did go down and there was a long serious injury, Jaden Duggar, congratulations. You are now a pass rusher. Like you we're going to try it. We're going to see what happens. I think that's where he should be anyway, personally, but that's okay. He's just going to, you got to take time with Duggar because he is raw. He's got to figure some stuff out. Kimbrough right here. Yeah. I was out on Luter last year until he got in the game. So you're telling me there's a chance. Kali says, yeah, Luter Jr. is done. That's where I was last year. I thought he might get cut in camp. He was so bad in camp. Then he gets in the games. It's like, oh, he's not too bad. Like some guys just aren't practicers. That's Darrell Luter Jr. He has to have the lights on to be able to play, which is weird, but that's kind of where it is with Darrell Luter. So kind of deal with that with what you will. Not really getting a lot more stuff, just the cramps. And so, again, if you just joined us, Romello Height, third-round rookie, pass rush specialist, goes down, gets carted off the field. Seems like a huge deal. Just cramps. So, no matter how mad it might look, guys, no matter how bad things might look in their current situation, hey, could just be cramps. thank God he is all right. Thank God he is all right. This has been fun. Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. 5:30 today. I want to see you guys there. We have our Zoom hangout. Go sign up to 49ersrush.com for the 7-day free trial or on our patreon.com/49ersrushpodcast. We will be there. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm not sure we're going to do a John and Wayne show. I got to get in contact with him because we'll be going live a little bit later once practice finishes. But thank you guys. Appreciate y'all and good news. Hey, no major injuries today. 4 injuries yesterday. Cramps today. See you guys at 5:30. You are the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.